You're listening to the Stress in the City podcast, a self-care resource for the busy and burned out. I'm your host, voiceover artist Brittany Nicole, and each episode, I'm breaking down adulting. Because what's more stressful than being an adult, right? I'll share the best books, methods, and tips to help us all figure out how to do this life thing better. Ready? Let's start the show. Hi, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Stress in the City. I'm your host, Brittany Nicole, and it's been a couple weeks. It's been a couple weeks since I posted an episode. And, you know, I'm not even going to make excuses for it, but I will say I have been working on some projects that I will be sharing soon and revamping my website and just generally kind of getting clear on what am I actually doing with this podcast. Like, what do I actually want this to become? This kind of started off as just like an experiment for me. And, you know, I wanted to post one or two episodes a month or just whenever I felt like I had something that I wanted to share. But I am actually, you know, now that I've gotten clear on what I want to do with this and the other ways that I can open up sharing the things that I'm interested in and that have helped me in my mental and physical health journey, I'm committing myself to weekly episodes. So you're going to be hearing a lot more from me going forward. I'll be sharing a lot more content on social media. And I'm really excited about that. But without further ado, let's get into what today's topic is about. This is airing shortly thereafter the whole Will Smith and Chris Rock debacle at the Oscars. And, you know, unless you live under a rock, or this is like 10 years from now, simply what happened, very basically, because I'm not getting into all of the details. This is not an analysis of the situation. Chris Rock, he was hosting the Oscars. He happened to make a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith's. She recently has been suffering with alopecia and she shaved her hair. And so he made a joke about that. And in response, Will Smith got on stage and slapped him. I mean, like, oof. It was uncomfortable. It was an uncomfortable slap. So, like I said, this is not about analyzing that particular situation or even really my opinion on that situation because, quite frankly, you know, when it comes to celebrity drama, I have very little interest in that. But I do think that there are some interesting lessons we can glean that apply to all of us as human beings. So that is what we're talking about today. How to take a joke. And I'm saying take a joke with air quotes. So let's get into it because I have thoughts. What even is taking a joke? What does it mean to take a joke? What do people mean when they say, you know, you can't take a joke or you should be able to take a joke? What does that mean? My experience is that typically this phrase is used to mean being on the receiving end of a joke without being offended by it or without having your feelings hurt by what was said. And I have a couple of issues with this, I'm not going to lie. I really do. Now, I feel like, though, I need to preface my thoughts by saying I think comedy absolutely has its place. I think it's a great equalizer, and I have a lot of respect for comedians, particularly the ones who are adept at, like, putting the medicine in the candy. And what I mean is, like, you know, making us be able to see other people's points of view or contrasting things in a way where, you know, something that you may have been able to ignore, you can't anymore. Or making us see ourselves and sometimes the ridiculous things that we do and being able to laugh at that and learn from that. I loved Dion Cole's stand-up because he talked about so many different super relatable situations we find ourselves in that you don't even necessarily realize are funny or weird until somebody else says it. And I think that's amazing. I think that brings people together. And, you know, I love that. I also, talking about like smart comedy, I think South Park is just like brilliant. I think that they do such an amazing job of infusing what's going on in pop culture, what's going on in the world, like not really taking a stance on things, but kind of taking a stance and just making it absolutely absurd and ridiculous at the same time. I love that. I think that's so dope, you know? So I say all of that to say I'm not anti-comedy and I'm not even anti-making jokes about people. I do wonder, though, what line do we draw when it comes to joking at the expense of others or joking at the expense of an individual in particular? So let's talk about it. What I don't like is that when it comes to the whole taking a joke thing, and I can't help but like do air quotes every time I say it because I want it to be very clear that I'm being sarcastic when I say it. What I have a problem with is the pressure that we put each other under to be able to quote unquote take a joke. You know, it's not really just take a joke, receive it and move on. What we're saying oftentimes is, you know, this is how you should feel about this joke. And unless you are the subject of the joke, like you don't get to determine how the other person should feel. Making mean comments about someone and then telling them they don't have the right to be offended by it, it's controlling. It's controlling AF. Why? Like, I just, the math isn't mathing for me. Why should the person saying the joke have both the authority to give the joke and also the authority to determine how the joke is received? Make it make sense. It doesn't make sense to me. It makes more sense to me that if, you know, you have the authority to give the joke, I should have the authority to receive the joke in whatever way is true for me. I'll give you an example. If somebody were to make a joke about me being tall, which I am, so this happens to me a lot, how I feel about the joke is going to depend on a couple of different things. It's going to depend on how I feel about being tall, how I feel about the person, and, you know, probably other factors I can't think of at the moment. Now, it just so happens that I like being tall. So most of the jokes I've gotten, you know, I've received as people just being silly or making conversation. At most, I probably have gotten like annoyed just at the fact of I'm tired of hearing it all the time. But for the most part, I can just brush it off and not really internalize it or perceive it as negative or perceive them as being mean because I don't perceive what they're making fun of as inherently negative. But what if I didn't feel comfortable, you know, being tall? Then I probably would feel uncomfortable having my height highlighted by another person, especially if it was somebody who I didn't know, and particularly if it was somebody who, you know, is making comments about my height and other people are laughing. Like, I can't think of any situation where a human being is being made fun of something that they're insecure about, and other people are laughing, and there's no amount of embarrassment that that person feels in the moment. I think that that's a completely human, natural reaction to being laughed at, you know? And I think to tell people, oh, you should be fine in that situation, is just gaslighting. We have to ask the question of, why are we trying to control this person's experience? Why does the person who is offended need to have their internal experience controlled? Who actually has control of their internal experience? Isn't it truthfully only them? If I have been offended by a joke, nobody can go in my brain and reprogram me to be unoffended. Like, I'm the only person who can control how I feel about it. So what is the reason that my experience even needs to be externally controlled by somebody else? And I'm not going to say this is unanimous, but it seems to me that if I've said an offensive joke and I don't want to look at myself as a bad person or somebody who's done something wrong in that moment, it would be easier for me to say, you know, you're looking at this wrong. I'm fine. I'm not mean. I'm not being mean to you. You're just looking at this wrong. Than it would to say, maybe I crossed the line. You know, so I think when one person tries to control another person's feelings, it's because of what the other person's feelings might indicate about who they are or what they did. But, you know, I'm no shrink. The other thing I want to say is, you know, and just be really clear about what I mean when I say receiving the joke. I am talking about the internal experience of hearing the joke. When you hear the joke, how do you feel? Did you find it funny? Do you think they have a point? Did you feel embarrassed? You know, how you process the joke on the inside is what I'm talking about. And that process is yours. Nobody can take that from you. That's an internal process. Nobody can control it but you, and nobody can take it from you. Reacting to the joke, however, is different. Reacting is what happens externally. And here you actually do have to take other people into consideration. And that's why, you know, Will Smith can't go on the stage and slap Chris Rock and have the right to do that. Even though, you know, we may understand why he would want to slap him, that was not the right reaction. You know, just because you've been offended or you're upset, you don't have the right to assault somebody. I want to be very clear that I'm not saying that. I think, you know, I would have really liked to see a more sophisticated response to that by preferably Jada. But, you know, if Will wants to defend his wife or whatever, I would have liked to see a more sophisticated comeback than going up on stage and slapping a man. Like, that just seems, you know, like you could have done better. You could have really done better than that. It was unprofessional, and no point was made. You know, it just furthered the embarrassment more. Now everybody's embarrassed. And it's just like, I don't think that that was the best way to handle that. But we don't care about them that much. We care about us. So what are some ways that we can respond to things, you know, when we're on the receiving end of jokes that we don't find funny? Well, the very, very, very first thing, and this is probably the hardest thing, I know you might think that saying the words is the hardest thing, but After you get this part down, saying the words is a lot easier. You have to own the fact that you're not taking the joke. You know, if they say, oh, you can't take a joke. No, you can't. You're not taking the joke. You actually reject the joke. You can say something like, that's not funny to me. Or, you know, I don't appreciate that joke, actually. Or don't make jokes about that to me. I remember one time I was working and someone made a joke about my faith. And I didn't make a huge deal about it, but I just, my response to the joke while she's laughing and having a good time was, that's not funny. And my reaction of, actually, I would say my non-reaction was enough for her to really get the point, and she apologized. But you have to get comfortable with that. You know, it's setting a boundary, which that probably is the first skill. You know, if it's difficult for you to set boundaries in general, then it's going to be difficult for you to, you know, respond to uncomfortable comments made toward you. As far as responding goes, you know, if you do get that, oh, you can't take a joke response, responding to that, you know, I'm gonna keep it a buck. This might be like a black belt level response, and it's definitely like the upper echelon of petty. So proceed with caution. But if it were me, and this is coming from someone who has a lot of experience being made fun of, and so therefore a lot of experience making fun of people in return. If it were me, I would do a quick scan of their inadequacies and their insecurities and find a way to roast them. I would. I'm not going to lie. I would. But, you know, like I said, proceed with caution, because if you have a comedian on your hands, you are actually giving them permission to engage. Like, they like that back and forth type of thing. So if you're not ready for the back and forth, I don't recommend I don't recommend going that route. You know, if you get, oh, you can't take a joke, not from you. You know, I think that's a simple way to respond. It still gives superiority vibes, but with less effort. And the thing is, the person who says, oh, you can't take a joke, is really relying on you to believe that not being offended by the joke is better than being offended. And that's because if they didn't do anything wrong, you have no right to be upset. So don't let them gaslight you. If they say you can't take a joke, no, I can't take a joke from you. Or something else. Now, if this is a friend or family member or somebody reasonable, first of all, but somebody also that you're going to continue to have interaction with, I recommend having a conversation about it. And I think in those instances, a genuine apology for offending you is not an unreasonable expectation to have. If I was in that kind of situation, that's what I would be expecting in order to feel like I can move on, you know, in order to undo any damage that was done. Now, before we wrap this up, I want to play devil's advocate a little bit, because I feel like with communication, it's always a good practice to try to see things from different angles. And so, you know, there is validity to you having your own internal experience and nobody being able to take that away from you. But there's also validity to, you know, it's possible for you to get your feelings hurt without that person actually intending to do that. And I think in your processing, maybe not exactly in the moment, but at some point in your processing of the experience, I think that's a good question to ask. What was their intention? Was this person aware of your insecurity and they actually wanted to humiliate you? Was this just something thoughtless, you know, that they said that they found amusing? It wasn't really deep. It was just like there and they said it. Was this something that was said to get your attention or to get the attention of others? If you told them how you felt about it, how would they react? Would they be apologetic? Would they be defensive? And I'm not saying that considering their viewpoint means that their behavior is now justified. It may not be justified. But I think looking at why helps you to learn to take things less personally. I think in general, when you see the why behind people's actions, it helps you to take things less personally. And I think a huge, huge lesson in being a grown-up is that so much of what people choose to do is because of their own insecurities and their own inadequacies. I'm gonna say that again. So much of what people choose to do is because of their own insecurities and their own inadequacies. I'm feeling that one. Now, I guess because it's personal, and I'm thinking of a personal situation I've shared before in previous episodes about, you know, growing up, how my grandfather was really brutal when it came to making fun of me about my body. Every time he saw me, he would make a point to say that I looked fat or that I gained weight, and he would laugh. And, you know, that's just the way he was. He did that with everyone. And I felt like everyone just excused him by saying, oh, that's just Gene. That's just how he is. You know, it helps me to have thick skin, etc. Whatever. But when I was a kid, that really affected me. And I started dieting at a young age. There's no reason why I should have been on a diet at 11 at my size. I wasn't overweight at all. And honestly, those experiences have had me on a body image roller coaster ever since then. You know, I still struggle with feeling like I'm taking up too much space with my body. Not as much of a struggle, but, you know, it's still there. And I hate that there was a time when it wasn't there. Anyway, getting off on a tangent a little bit. Let me rein this story in. So he would make fun of me and, you know, I would curse him out of my diary as a kid. But when I got a little bit older, his jokes stopped sticking because I realized that he was just miserable. You know, he was insensitive with me because he was insensitive with himself. How could he show kindness to me as a kid when, from what I learned, his childhood experiences were horrible? And, you know, instead of healing and learning from it, he decided to pass the trauma down. Whatever. Happy, healthy person doesn't have a need to hurt other people. And he was neither happy nor healthy. So I kind of was able to stop internalizing his comments because I just realized that he was incapable of tenderness and that had nothing to do with me. And that's that. Now, the last point that I want to make from the devil's advocate point of view is that, okay, let's say your feelings got hurt by a joke. The good thing is, like, you get to stop and ask yourself why. This is really, really good information for you. And it's going to take you being brutally honest with yourself, but if somebody makes a joke about your hair and, you know, it really hurts your feelings, why? Why? What is it about their joke that hurts your feelings? Is it because you don't like your hair? Is it because you're insecure about your hair? I think it's good to know that rather than hide from that truth, because now you have the opportunity to work through some deep stuff. You can work on improving the things that you're insecure about. And if it's something that you can't change, well, maybe it's time to work on making peace with it. Or maybe this is a cue to set boundaries or limit the time you spend with the person who's making you feel this way. Not everything about all our relationships are going to be sunshines and kittens and bubbles, but we do have a right to not constantly feel belittled or humiliated. And if that's something that you're consistently feeling in a relationship, well, you don't have to spend time with that person. You don't have to share yourself with that person, you know, if they're not safe for you. I'm not saying that being made fun of is worth it because you can grow. What I am saying is that you can grow from it. Worth it or not, you can use it to your benefit. So, bottom line here is, A, it's unhealthy to tell someone how to receive a joke if you're not the subject of the joke. And if you are the subject of the joke, you can use your feelings to learn about yourself. It won't be easy. I'm not saying that, but it is grown AF and you can do it. And that's all I have to say about it. So what do you think? Do you agree with me? Or are people just too sensitive? I'm really curious to hear. For some reason, this topic gets really spicy, so I'm interested to see what people's thoughts are on the matter. And if you are enjoying Stress in the City, please follow me on Instagram at It's Brittany Nicole and say hi. Thanks again for listening, friends.